Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Terry Russell, and he is with Stanley Martin Homes. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
Now, before we get too far into things, tell us about Stanley Martin Homes. How are you serving folks?
Oh, sure. So Stanley Martin Homes is actually a Northern Virginia-based premier home builder that builds in throughout the Mid-Atlantic cities as well as the Southeast United States. An amazing company that's growing at an amazing pace and mostly a value add through design company that appreciates good design and good value for the consumer.
So how'd you get into this line of work and what brought you to Stanley Martin?
I've been in this line of work my entire life and working for a variety of companies in John Whelan Homes and another company called Front Door Communities that I actually sold to Stanley Martin some years ago. And so joined a team that of wonderful professionals that I think are extremely dedicated to building great communities and as I suggested, is a design-oriented home builder.
So now, do they develop neighborhoods primarily, or they go and make custom homes for individuals?
We develop neighborhoods, and we have, a dozen or so in Atlanta, and the same in Raleigh and Charlotte and Charleston and a variety of other cities in the Southeast.
So now, how has the pandemic impacted your business?
It's amazing what has happened with the home building business, not just Stanley Martin, the entire industry to a large extent, is that we have survived, I think, better than a lot of industries for reasons that aren't completely known other than the fact that interest rates are so low and there is availability of high quality housing on the market, you know, throughout Atlanta and throughout the Southeast. So our sales for the year are pretty much on plan and pretty much even with last year. We would have thought to maybe been a little above that, but it's a pretty amazing story for us and other builders in Atlanta that the pace has been what it has been since the first of the year and certainly since March 12th. Doesn't really seem to be letting up any. There are still buyers out looking for homes and looking for ways to improve their life. And considering what's going on with the pandemic, I can totally appreciate that.
Now, is the customer like local Atlanta folks moving to a new place, or is it people from other places coming to Atlanta?
So it does vary from market to market. We build in Charleston, South Carolina, so you get a lot more people moving from the Midwest and the Northeast in retirement, pre-retirement. Also, a lot of transferees moving in for jobs throughout the metro area of Charleston. The same is true for Atlanta. You get a lot of transferees moving in for jobs, but not as many retirees and pre-retirees, but a really, really active local market, local move-up market, as people are looking to either move up to find a home that fits their family's new size or moving down as they're moving out of larger homes and as an empty nester and looking for something that's a little smaller, more convenient, maybe a lock-and-leave lifestyle.
Now, are you finding different parts of the city more kind of has more action than maybe other parts?
Sure. And that's always the case. You find that the areas that are doing the best in Metro Atlanta tend to be located in the suburbs anyway, locations close to a city center like Alpharetta, Roswell, Woodstock, Lawrenceville, et cetera. And then inside 285, anything that you can find that you can bring, you know, quality homes at a reasonable price inside 285, you know, does extremely well. And there's plenty of buyers for that. As people are always looking for convenience, the drive till you qualify is not quite as popular as maybe it was in the last cycle, as people look to, you know, get closer to their work and their families and their entertainment.
Now, you use the word close, like close is in the eye of the beholder, right? What is kind of your definition of close to city center? Is that a mile? Is that 5 miles?
Sure. So it depends, is the question. We found that something that is legitimately walkable has to be within 3/4 of a mile. Even a half a mile is about the best distance. So if you're in that, you're in that 1 mile radius, that's considered to be part of the, lack of a better word, heat of a city center, of an Alpharetta or of a Duluth. And then you go out a little further to another mile out, and then another mile out, you still have great access. You know, you still have, you know, a 5 minute drive or a 3 minute drive to, all the conveniences that you're looking for from a lifestyle standpoint. And so, but you do see that. I mean, if you look at the city itself and you look at the cities, the small cities within the city of the Metro Atlanta area, the areas within, you know, 3 miles, let's say, of the city center are all doing pretty well.
Now, are you seeing that kind of maybe the city planners or the city folks are being more mindful of the importance of sidewalks or bike paths or things like that that help kind of create, kind of maybe expand that radius a little bit or make it a little safer to kind of, maybe that half mile stretches to more like a mile or a mile and a half if it's a bike trail? Like, are you seeing some of that kind of cooperation between the developers and builders and the cities to understand how they can help each other in this way?
That is an excellent point. And the answer to that is absolutely. In the 35 years that I have been in Atlanta, that has leapfrogged everything else in terms of importance. How do you connect these communities with one another? How do you have a bike trail, a running trail of some sort that connects the community to these areas, these very important areas of lifestyle? And throughout Atlanta, starting, you know, with the Beltline, and all the Greenway trails throughout, the Silver Comet Trail, the Proctor Creek Trail. There's trail systems set up in the city at a level that really didn't exist 20 years ago. And as developers develop, they're leaving space for it. In some cases, they're installing a portion of the trail, and it's really making a huge difference in terms of how people live in their communities. And it's giving them a reason to go outdoors. And when you go outdoors in any of these locations, you know, especially it's a great timing for that, because if you look at what's been going on, the only thing you can do is go for a walk or a run or a bike ride on one of these trails throughout the city. And you know, to be able to stay safe, you know, from being in too big of a crowd.
Now, from your standpoint, is that part of the strategy that you look for areas that might be near that? Is that when you're developing a new neighborhood, is that something you're like, wow, we're pretty close here. If we can get a little closer, then that adds a whole new element?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I think of all the communities we have, we probably only have one or two that aren't reasonably close to a trail system somewhere. Now, that's not hard to do because, as I said, I mean, every municipality, whether it's the city of Marietta, whether it is Duluth, Norcross, you name it, everyone is looking for a way to connect a trail system throughout their community and then frequently to the trail system that connects to another community. And it's it's yes, that for sure, that is an important decision, important point of any decisions you make to buy any land anywhere in Metro Atlanta is to make sure that you have access to some sort of walkability.
Now, I agree with you. Like, I've been here in the metro area for a long time, but I guess it was maybe for me, the Silver Commentary, when they said, oh, that goes to Alabama, it kind of is a mental shift. You're like, how is that possible that there can be a way to ride a bike, you know, safely from, you know, Marietta or whatever, Cobb County to Alabama? And then sure enough, they were able to do to pull that off. That's amazing. And then with the Beltline opening up all, you know, kind of inside the perimeter to the Greenway and Alpharetta that touches so many different places, it just adds a quality of life that you couldn't even imagine that being the case, being so far in these kind of suburbs.
Absolutely. So you may or may not know, I mean, when they get the Westside Park in, there's a Proctor Creek Greenway Trail. We have a project right next to it on James Jackson called Westside Bend that is opening soon. And that Proctor Creek Greenway Trail will stretch from the Westside Park, which is larger than Piedmont Park, through the west side of town, across the Chattahoochee River, and then tie into the Silver Comet Trail at some point. And Path Atlanta is working to make sure that that happens. And so you will actually be able to go all the way from the Beltline to Alabama.
Wow. I mean, isn't that amazing? I mean,
not sure why you want to go to Alabama, but you know, that's a whole nother story.
But if you want to take a, whatever, what's that 50-mile bike ride or six, you know, probably about 100, that's absolutely possible now. I mean, that's insane. And also the way they're connecting the Beltline to the Buckhead area that could go to Sandy Springs. Like, I mean, you could go from Sandy Springs into downtown on your bike.
Absolutely.
Without, you know, sitting in traffic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's how people want to live these days. There's just no doubt about it. And, you know, developers, such as myself, totally embrace it. I mean, it's the most important thing that creates lifestyle for the people who are buying our homes.
Now, for you internally during the pandemic, do you have to do any kind of different things in order to keep your employees safe and kind of still execute what you need to execute? Or you're always an essential business? Like, how did you kind of navigate during that period of time?
Sure. So, you know, fortunately, we were considered an essential business, and we have been able to stay open through you know, the entire pandemic. We did a number of things. We put a committee together at the very highest level of the company, and we went through everyone's best in class protection programs and created our own. It's pretty robust, and we looked to do just an amazing amount of procedures to try to make sure that we keep our trade contractors safe, our company members safe, and most of all, our customers safe. And so we had to do quite a few things. You know, we installed hand washing stations in all of our communities, for example. You know, we went to appointment only in our sales centers so that you could never have any more than one couple at a time. You know, we provided personal PPE for anyone who didn't bring it with them. You know, and we had a methodology for sanitation of homes after people left and when they went into a home that was for sale, a market home, for after they left the market home. And it's actually quite amazing how few people in our entire footprint in Atlanta, I think we've had one person that's actually contracted the virus, and he was relatively young man. So, and he didn't actually contract it at work. And so we've been very, very fortunate in that regard. But we took a lot of measures, and we here in our office, we did the same thing. I'm in an office right now that has room for about 40 people. And there's probably seven of us in here right now. Everyone else is working at home, and we rotate some in and out, but by and large, we're making sure that people feel comfortable when they come in, and that they're There is plenty of distancing. We wear masks in the office. We have a cleaning protocol. You're only one person in your break room at a time. It's just a whole litany of things that that you're having to go through as a business these days to make sure that you keep your team safe.
Now, you sold your business to Stanley Martin to join that kind of team. What kind of stuff does Stanley Martin do in order to kind of give back to the community? And was that part of your kind of equation when you decided to join forces with them?
Oh, that's a very good question. And the answer is they are every division in the company has some amount of activity in their local markets where they are involved with giving back to the community. Here in Atlanta, we do a number of things, but most predominantly is with a group called Chris 180. And I sit on the board of Chris 180. And last year and the year before, we built a duplex for them and renovated three homes for group homes for the organization so that they could work to house families at risk as well as any children that don't have anywhere else to go. And so it's a amazing organization, Chris180.org, and it's an organization that I support personally and Stanley Martin supports as well.
And then for the folks who are in the market for a new home, how does someone get a hold of you or somebody on your team? Is there a website?
Oh, sure. So you can go to stanleymartin.com and you will see the various cities that we build in, and then you'll just click on Atlanta and there's someone there. We have online people who can work with you online, or they will send you to a community where you can find a home or a community that works for you.
And then if they're in another market, that's a chance they can kind of see virtually. You can give them a tour without having them fly here, right?
Sure. So it's a pretty robust website, and they have lots of videos on the website, pretty much for every community. There's videos. There's 3D renderings of models. In fact, during this process, we've worked very hard to make it easy for you to demonstrate the community that you might be interested in or the plan that you're interested in without ever having to leave your home. And so that you can get pretty far down on your decision-making process before you ever cross the threshold of a sales center. Even to the point where they use bomb videos to send to you for you say, I like this house. Tell me a little bit about it. And, our sales professional will go out, walk the home, do a bomb video and send it to you. So you see what the view is, see how the kitchen looks, whatever it might be. And it's just the best way to communicate with people so they can get pretty far down and limit the amount of interaction they actually have to have with an individual on site, which, is important these days.
That sounds like kind of a silver lining in the sense that this kind of forced everybody's hand to be more creative this way, that this might kind of transfer after the pandemic wanes, that it might be something you'll be able to incorporate moving forward.
Oh, for sure. And we were lucky because we were in the midst of moving to this kind of platform over the last couple of years anyway. So it fit, very nicely. It just had us accelerate some things that, we expected to do, next year instead of this year.
Good stuff. Well, Terry, thank you so much for sharing your story. And one more time, the website?
The website is stanleymartin.com.
Good stuff. Well, we appreciate you. You're doing important work, and thank you for doing it.
Thank you very much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be sharing these stories without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.